You know, I've been watching the parenting world shift in such an interesting way lately. It's not just about baby books anymore. There's this whole new wave of momfluencers leaning heavily on artificial intelligence to handle the absolute whirlwind of raising a family.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is that they aren't really swapping out traditional parenting wisdom. Instead, they're tapping into large language models like ChatGPT to whip up customized schedules, meal plans, behavioral coaching strategies, even scripts for talking to teachers and designing educational activities.
It's amazing how it's all started. What began as little personal time-saving hacks for busy moms has completely snowballed into a seriously lucrative digital business model.
That's right. These creators are now packaging their most effective AI prompts, templates, and workflow systems into paid courses. Essentially, they're teaching other parents how to hand off that traditional, exhausting mental load of household management straight to algorithms.
And honestly, I get why it's so appealing. It really comes down to lifting that invisible cognitive burden of parenting, which, let's be honest, has historically fallen so heavily on mothers' shoulders.
From a practical standpoint, AI tools offer tireless, instant processing for things like inventory management, grocery planning, and even conflict resolution. They position themselves as efficient structural support systems, specifically designed to help prevent parental burnout.
The marketing really leans into that feeling of empowerment and reclaim time. They frame AI not as a replacement for parental love, but as a reliable administrative co-pilot that's just always there when you need it.
And that messaging works. This monetization strategy taps directly into a massive market of parents who are actively hunting for technological solutions to age-old domestic challenges.
But when you step back and look at the bigger picture, this technological shift actually reveals a much deeper cultural and gender dynamic.
It does. The growing normalization of the AI co-parent really highlights a persistent gap in equitable domestic labor. We're seeing it play out in real time.
It's a bit concerning, isn't it? When algorithms are marketed as more reliable and available than human partners, it really underscores a societal failure to distribute household responsibilities fairly between spouses.
True. And while AI absolutely excels at data processing, pattern recognition, and organizational scaffolding, we have to remember that it fundamentally lacks empathy, intuition, and emotional intelligence.
Exactly. A chatbot can draft a weekly calendar or design a brilliant lesson plan, but it simply cannot navigate the emotional complexities of toddler negotiations or provide that sustained emotional partnership families desperately need during tough times.
That's the core risk here. We have to be careful about normalizing the idea that domestic labor should just be offloaded to machines rather than shared among human caregivers.
So, what are the critical takeaways from all of this? I think they're pretty clear.
First and foremost, AI provides a powerful, practical tool for managing the overwhelming administrative demands of modern parenting. It offers much-needed structural support that can genuinely reduce burnout.
And second, the rapid adoption of AI as a domestic substitute really acts as a cultural mirror. It reflects how quickly technological advancement is outpacing our actual progress in shared family labor.
Rather than allowing algorithms to replace human partnership, families and society should view AI as a supplementary tool, one that frees up time for genuine connection and equitable co-parenting.
Beautifully said. Technology should absolutely streamline the logistics, but it should never substitute for the emotional and relational foundations of raising a family.